Jake, you've played quite a few shows here in Iowa over the years, including the Iowa State Fair. If you have any time during your visits over the next month, do you have any must-dos while you're in Iowa?
Well, I'm a big fan of some local good home cooking. So I usually find all the good local Iowa spots. You know, you guys have some good butchers up there too. We don't get a lot of that back here. So I like to stop in the local butchers, you know.
You've been playing a lot of arenas the past several years, but this tour, it's more small theaters. The two Iowa venues you're in this month in Des Moines and Davenport seat 12 and 1,500. Talk a little about why you're making the change.
I felt like this album that I made is very intimate and kind of personal, and I wanted that feeling of a smaller venue and make it feel like I was kind of playing for my friends, real conversational. It's quiet, the type of venues where people kind of shout something out. They may say, hey, play this. And I'm like, I'm able to say, all right, you know, and I like that. There's more connection, I feel like, that I've missed for a while.
Your biggest hit, of course, Barefoot Blue Jean Night from 2011. That was all about growing up, never slowing down. How are you feeling now, like 15 years later at 44, the same way?
Oh, that's so funny you asked. I use that reference a lot. That song was obviously a major big hit for me in my life and career. But it's funny, I don't care who you are. You can't deny that as you grow older, that you definitely slow down a little bit more. And the whole idea of never going to grow up, I think that's kind of funny. It's a good thought at the time, but I'm really glad. I will say, from the time I put that song out to the time till right now, I'm very glad that I have grown up. Because if I hadn't, there's no telling where I'd be these days.
You're extremely accomplished. You've had 10 number one country singles. Your records have gone platinum 11 times. And from what I'm reading here, you've had 6 billion streams online. Would you say you accomplished all of your dreams to dream? And what's next for you?
Yeah, I would say I've accomplished more than I ever thought that I would within the music business. You know, I think there's a lot more for me to accomplish when it comes to like my personal life and my family and being there for my kids and my little girls. I'm really proud to be a girl dad. So I'm really looking forward to just being able to kind of be there more for my little girls now that they're at this age where they're getting into more performance, like performing arts style things and things that they need their daddy to be there to support them. So I'm excited for that. That's my next goal as far as things that I need to accomplish.
The Jake Owen Foundation has raised more than $8.5 million for dozens of different charities, a lot of them back in your hometown in Vero Beach, Florida. You've got to be thrilled with how much you've been able to give back. And how do you choose where it's all distributed?
Well, I have, Our foundation is the Jake Owen Foundation, and thank you for mentioning it. It's something I'm very proud of. You know, my mom and dad have raised me and my twin brother since we were children. That, you know, that our purpose in life is to do what's right for others, and if you have the ability to help someone, that's what you do. We learned that from a young age in Florida, whether when hurricanes came through or, you know, everybody always lends a helping hand. And I was very fortunate to be able to get to this point in my life where I not only have a voice to lend to help causes, but also have the ability to raise, you know, financial advancements. And so we created the foundation 15 years ago, I guess it is now, 16 years ago. We've raised, almost close to $10 million, and it goes all back to children's childhood diseases and cancers with St. Jude Children's Hospital. We've also incorporated over like 30 different beneficiaries now. So we have everyone from Autism Speaks to Habitat for Humanity and Boys and Girls Clubs and Scholarship Foundation, where we're giving kids scholarships to go to college that have written letters and have turned into doctors. And it's just amazing when you can spearhead people to do great things, what comes from that. And I think that's been my greatest pleasure throughout this career. You know, it's funny to hear you talk about the accolades and songs and streams and everything, but that's really what I'm proud of.